Don't get hooked up with the wrong knuckleheads. Let God open doors for you. There's nothing too hard for God if you put God first. Your dream can be fulfilled if you put God first. God got a way of letting you know, amen, I don't care what they say, I'm going to open doors for you. Because there's a blessing with your name on it. Oh, you got to believe. Adding to the weight, Jeremiah received this word from the Lord while he was in prison by the king. He shut Jeremiah up. Why? Jeremiah had been arrested for faithfully delivering God's message. When you deliver God's message, you're going to get in trouble. Get in trouble. Message of impending judgment. Jeremiah talked about the judgment of God. And he found himself confined during one Israel's most trying time. When it seemed like there was no hope. When Israel was in a drought. I don't care what drought it is, God can make a way. Might be a drought for some, but it'd be a blessing for you. Amen? How many of you, when you want to go get something, God told you can have it. But everybody around you told you, say, I wouldn't fool with that right now. That car you wanted, that house you needed. And folks say, the economy down, I wouldn't fool with that. But you don't live by the economy, you live by Jesus Christ. Amen? I had some folks tell me, and some preachers, when we got ready to build a church, I wouldn't fool with that. Trump is in office. I said, I don't work for Trump, I work for God. Lost my amen. Come on back here. Not just preachers, I had some so-called members told members, huh? He better not fool with that, huh? But look at us now. Yeah, not too hard for God. I'm going to clap by myself. I'm going to get happy all by myself. Pat yourself in the back. Huh? David said you got to encourage yourself. Amen? Boy, he got it bad. I do have it bad. I got the Holy Ghost, huh? When you learn to listen to the Holy Ghost and don't listen to people, God can elevate you. What's some of your problem? You listen to too many people. Now, that's why God can't do nothing in your life, huh? That's why it's so hard for God to do things, because you listen to folks, huh? God said, I can do all things, huh? Who strengthened me, huh? I can do all things through Christ who strengthened me, huh? You got to be strengthened by the Lord. That's why some of y'all mad to see people riding in something. People got some new furniture. Wow, how they got that, huh? How they riding in that, huh? They trust God. There's nothing too hard for God. You don't have no faith. You got to have faith in Lord. Know that he's able to do it, huh? Here they are. Jeremiah being encouragement. We need encouragement, huh? To reassure through his word. This showed God's presence in time of trouble. Anybody ever been there? Just remind us that he speaks peace and hope even in the midst of distress. Have anybody ever been there, huh? When you're all alone, seem like all hope is gone. Seem like when you're in the bottom of the bottom, that's when the Lord show up. When it looked like there was no hope, when you're gone through distress, when the doctor say it's all over with, when it seemed like you ain't got nothing to lean on, but you got hope, you got his word, you got a promise, and that's all you need. Because he said, is there anything too hard for me? There is nothing too hard for me, but you got to try him. You got to believe that he's able to do it. God showed his identity. He's the God of all flesh. Now he showed God's power. God rest assured Jeremiah in his ability to fulfill his promise by asking the question, is there anything too hard for me? He asked a question. Is there anything? And the Lord is asking a question to some of us this morning. Is there anything too hard? Nothing. Nothing. Sometimes the Lord will bring you through something just to show you that he's in charge. Some of you think that you go through some dilemma that you can't make it. You go through some sickness. You're about to give up. But the Lord said, don't give up now. Because I'm trusting you with trouble. I'm trusting you with sickness. I'm trusting you with that divorce. I'm trusting you with that heartache. I'm trusting you because I'm the one going to bring you through. Yeah. You can't see it right now. Yeah. But you got to believe. Yeah. But you got to trust me. Yeah. Sometimes God is not going to, he ain't going to let you see everything. Yeah. But you got to step out on faith. Yeah. You got to trust God and say, Lord, I know you're up to something. Yeah. I know you're up to something. I feel it. I can't see it right now. But I got to trust your word. God showed his power. If there's anything too hard for me. God reminds Jeremiah and the people of his unmatched power. That nobody can match his power like God. People try, but they can't do it. Amen. God is the only one that never lies. But we lie. Amen. And God's power is not limited by circumstance, human reason, or worldly challenge in a world filled with uncertain hope. Look at this world like it's going round and round. But God got a way of stopping it when they get ready. We got to trust the God that woke us up this morning. Quit focusing on the White House and focus upon the up house. That he's able to handle your situation. Amen. Give God the glory. Give him all the glory. Sometimes you go through hardship and challenge. Many face personal struggle in life. Social pressure. Or overwhelming situation. That seem impossible to resolve. Sometimes you wonder how I'm going to make it. How I'm going to make ends meet. Sometimes it seems like, you know, when you get over one thing, here's something else. Fix something else break. Get over this one sickness, here's something else come. Then you wonder, where is God? God is right there. Is there anything too hard for God? There is nothing too hard for God. You got to just believe and trust him. Know that he's able to see you through. You got to really go down in the treasure of your faith and watch God test you out. There's nothing too hard for God. You remember Job? God tried Job. He tested Job. Job's friends thought about Job. Job must have done something. But Job found out there was nothing too hard for God if I only trust God. Job said, God, give it. God takes it away. Yeah. But blessed is God our standard. Otherwise, I'm going to trust God. I don't care what he gives, what he takes away. Number one, if he takes it away, it was never mine to begin with. Yeah. Everything belongs to God. Whatever you got, it belongs to the Lord. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. You say, I'm going to trust him. God's power. God's power is limitless. Nothing too hard, too difficult for him. This is why we must trust the Lord with our biggest concern. Trust the Lord with your biggest problem. What you're going through right now. Jeremiah is in jail in prison. And while he's in prison, the Lord visits him. And sometimes some of you in prison in your own life. You trapped. You may not be behind bars, but you ain't behind bars in your own life. You struggling with some stuff. Yeah? And God is surrounding you. And he's the only one that can free you. But you're the only one that can free yourself. Because your mind is locked up. Your mind got to be freed. Because I heard Paul say, let that mind be in you, which is also in Christ Jesus. And once your mind free, then you can be unlocked. Huh? And God would tell him there's nothing too hard, but we must trust the Lord with our biggest concern, because because he can and is able to work beyond what you can imagine. This verse also called to faith in God. Look right there, called to faith in God. Huh? In God's word, called to faith in God. God's promise, just as he promised Jeremiah purchasing the field as an act of trust in God's word, we are to act in faith. Step out on faith. Hebrews 11:1 say what? Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. There is nothing too hard for God. There may be hard for us, but it's not hard for the Lord. When you get ready to give up, give in, think about the Lord. Amen? And I searched the Bible. I want to know who else had problems. Thought the Bible was too hard. And the Lord shared with me in Genesis 18:14. You remember Abraham and Sarah? God's power. God tell Abraham, 100 years old, and Sarah, 99, that they will have a child. Sarah laughed at God. She laughed at God. It ain't good to laugh at the Lord. It ain't good to laugh. 'Cause God can show you up. Amen. And both doubted God. And he said, is anything too hard for the Lord? He said, I will return to you at the appointed time next year. And God fulfilled his promise. God always fulfilled his promise. Yes, he do. Go back to Genesis 21:1-8. Amen. Sarah, getting ready to conceive, she had a son. He said, there's nothing too hard for God. Nothing. Here it is, another one. Zachariah and Elizabeth. She was pregnant. Zechariah went to the temple. You know when he went there. And all of a sudden, the angel showed up. The angel told him what was going to happen. Zechariah doubted God. He shut him up for 9 months. You got to be careful. Some of you, God can shut you up. Be careful how you talk against the word of God. Sometimes it's best for you to just shut your mouth and trust God. Shut him up for 9 months. Came out the temple like he saw a ghost. Couldn't talk to nobody. Can I tell you that's why some people don't raise no hell in church? Because God done shut him up. Help me by myself. You can't pay some people to raise no hell in church no more. Once God done shut you up, that's dangerous. For fool with God's work. And when it came time for Elizabeth to have a child, amen, they wanted to name the boy John. Zechariah Jr. Nope, that's not it. He had to write with a pen. His name John. Nobody in our family named John. But God did it.
You've been listening to the Starlight Baptist Church with host pastor Reverend Van Jones. Our church is located at 3538 Highway 1 in Marksville, Louisiana. Our service times are as follows. Sunday school 9:30 a.m. to 10:30 a.m. And our regular service begins at 11 a.m. If you would like to correspond with this ministry, our phone number is 318-253-4187. Until next time, may God richly bless you.
This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1.